Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second, the left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third, the first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth, the DH, Randy Bush. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting ninth, the catcher, Mark Salas. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second, the catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting third, the first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth, the DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Ernie Riles. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett bunts towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount bunts in front of the plate. Salas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Smithson covering, for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball four. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Manning reaches second base with a double. Ogilvie moves to third. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Yount steals second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's Twins, 1, Brewers, 1. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. There goes Ogilvie trying to get to third. Puckett throws the ball into Getty, who tags Ogilvie for the out. Manning moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manning moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. Teufel strikes out. There goes Smalley. The throw from Moore to second, and Smalley is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Cooper moves to third. It's 3-1, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-1 in the game. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Smithson covering, for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Riles. The throw from Salas and he is out, Teufel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Brunansky moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Brunansky moves to third. Bush moves to second. Pete Ladd now pitching. Mike Stenhouse pinch hits for Tim Teufel. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Washington now playing second base. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Moore reaches second base with a double. Kurt Wardle now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to home to get more. Cooper moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Simmons strikes out. There goes Cooper. The throw from Salas and Cooper is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-2 in the game. Salas hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field. Manning picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Manning. Hatcher moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Manning reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Brewers. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Fingers covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.